You're listening to Momentum, a show that helps men succeed in life.
She said, I've been wanting my whole life to hear my dad say those words that he sees me. I'm just like, wow, I am so pleased that we put that in there as one of those three things that every daughter needs to hear from their dad.
Now, here's your hosts, Tim and Dez.
All right, well, once again, it is Momentum, and thank you so much for tuning in wherever you might be around our wonderful nation. It's Tim and Dez with you once again as we launch into this week's show, MomentumAustralia.org, our website. Just jot that down for later and have a look around. But hey, we're here for you to help you do this life just that little bit better, and there's resources on our website you can check out. Of course, every week I'm joined by my good friend, Dez Kennedy. How are you, Dez? Are you well?
You didn't call me an Irishman today. What's that about, man? If I lost my identity as an Irishman? No, it's all good. And people know, they can tell my accent that I'm not from this part of the world originally. But it's great to be here on the show again. Don't forget our Momentum Care line, which is our new support line for men. 1-800-000-MEN. 1-800-000-636. Services are provided by our friends at Caroline Connections. You can reach out and get help 7 days a week between 9 and 11. So if you're afraid of doing life on your own and you want to have a confidential and safe conversation, we recommend you contact 1-800-000-MEN-636.
Yeah. You know, it's one of our core messages at Momentum is for men to get connected and not do life on your own. And we tend to want to retreat to isolation when things aren't going particularly well, but can we encourage you to not do that? There is a care line there that you can have a chat with someone confidentially, 1-800-000-636, or if you like, reach out to us at the website, momentumaustralia.org, and we can try and put you in touch and try and help you out with whatever it is you're going through. You know, one of the key things around this time of year, of course, with Father's Day being prevalent, is this idea of fatherlessness. It is a growing problem, not only here in Australia, but right around the Western world. And recent stats show that around 85% of single parent families are actually fatherless families.
It's a terrible indictment, isn't it, on society that that sort of statistic exists. And more recently, an expert from Harvard said there exists today no greater single threat to the long-term well-being of children, our communities, and our nation than the increased number of children being raised without a committed, responsible, and loving father. It's crazy. The truth is that we as men receive lots of training on work and all sorts of stuff in our world, but we don't have any instruction manual on how to be a dad and how to be a good dad.
Yeah, the good news is there's an Australian organization that's dedicated to helping dads, not only tackling this rise of fatherlessness, but helping equip dads to have better relationship with their kids. It's called Fathering Adventures, and we're welcoming back to Momentum this week again, Darren Lewis from Fathering Adventures, who was on last week's show, of course. But Darren, welcome back to Momentum, mate. Great to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be back.
And just quickly pointing to the website, jot this down, guys, fatheringadventures.com.au, fatheringadventures.com.au. Love you to check out their website. And after the show, also check out last week's show too, because it gives you a bit of background into Darren and some of the stuff that he struggled with as a father. But let's continue just to talk about Fathering Adventures. You know, we mentioned last week that you do guided father and sons or daughter experiences to help, you know, fathers bond with their kids better and prevent this idea of the father wound, which we might just touch back on in a moment. But tell us about some of the things that you do on these weekends and ultimately, I suppose, some of the transformations that you've seen in relationships of dads and their kids once they've actually had this time together. But not just time and experience, but real sewing into each other's needs and dealing with some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, it's so important. They're a blend. And I like to think now, 15 years on from when we first started, that we've worked out the recipe, right? We've got this really perfect blend now that exists. First and foremost, whatever we do, we want to ensure is fun. Fun is incredibly underrated, and a lot of people can't recollect necessarily times when they had loads of fun with their dads, and we want to make sure that there's all kinds of memories that and shared experiences that these kids have with their dads. So it's got to be fun. Yes, there's adventurer. The outdoor adventures are really just, I mean, they're a lot of fun. That can be challenging. Again, they can be new experiences for a lot. And again, new experiences shared between a father and a son or a daughter. The definition of adventure that I borrowed from is the pursuit of life. And so the fathering adventure really is about pursuing life in your relationships with your kids and or with your dad. And ultimately to have the kind of relationship that I didn't have with my dad and that I do have with my kids, I wanted to be able to offer that to everybody who's willing. And so, yeah, look, there's teaching. So there's training and instruction, coaching, whatever you want to refer to that as. But again, we offer it's not just that for that sake. That there's also these significant moments that I don't want to go sort of into that too much, because I don't want to scare people off either. But really, ultimately, we provide opportunities for the dads to learn something and then apply it. That's really important. Is to that there's that beautiful African proverb that says, "I hear, I forget; I see, I remember; I do, I understand." So again, men learn best experientially. So providing these experiences whereby they can learn, but also apply and see the fruit of that. Really enjoy that. Have some really rich conversations, speak life, words of life in and over their sons and their daughters, and seeing those sons or daughters, you know, stand half an inch taller because of the words of life that their dads have poured out over them. So there's a whole, you know, blend of things really, but a lot of fun and deeply significant. It's really that the combination.
So do they tend to be weekend long or week long or 2 or 3 days sort of thing? How do they format?
We do weekends for the ages 7 to 13 years inclusive. So that's both for boys and for girls, fathering boys, father and son adventure weekends, or fathering girls, father and daughter camps. But then we also have the longer versions, which can happen either over a 3-day period or over 4 nights, sort of 5 days in different locations. And they're our rite of passage adventures. And so they are for sons and daughters as well, but they're minimum age of 13 years. And the good news is that there's no maximum age. We've had sons and daughters who've been in their late 30s and mid 40s even bring their dads in their late 60s and early 70s.
Wow.
And so, again, it's not about the outdoor adventure. It's about pursuing life in their relationships. Yeah.
There's hope for me yet then.
We would love to have you come along, both of you guys. Love it.
I mean, I love the fact that you mix the fun with the serious stuff, Darren. And obviously, at the starting point, you know, I did a rites of passage a few years ago and it was powerful for me personally. You know, this is just on my own because I realized that I'd never done that and I was struggling in certain areas in my life too. But I love the fact that, you know, you have these, I suppose at the beginning of all of that, you would see people on so many different parts of the journey. So there'd be dads who would have fairly good relationships and there'd be some that you can obviously see are fairly disconnected. And obviously you would see that transformation happen over the next few days. I don't want you to name names and put anybody on the spot particularly, but can you give us one example that's really stood out for you of just like what the situation may have been and the change that you witnessed as a result of doing something like this? Because I think for guys to understand, right, exactly what you're saying, that the power of a father and what we sow into our kids and how we do that, you know, that will really encourage some guys today to go away from this and go, not necessarily to do a weekend, but to go, I need to be more engaged in my kids.
Yes.
Now I understand the importance of being that.
You're quite right. There's a spectrum of dads. We're all on this journey, hopefully getting better. And so we have dads who I've openly said they're better than me as dads. You know, I mean, don't look at me as being the expert, as being the one that's always part of my strength is that I've made a great deal of mistakes, but learnt from them and have made necessary changes. So there's been some great dads that we've worked with and they've gone, no matter how good they've been, they've gone someplace better, someplace higher. Mm. And then of course you're right. There's some, you know, deeply broken people. And, you know, when you first asked that question, the first pair that jumped into mind was, we were actually full. At the time, we could only take a maximum of 12 pairs. And this mum phoned me up, and she phoned me up from this hospital. She said, my son is in the mental ward of the hospital. It's an adult hospital because our town doesn't have a children's hospital that caters with that. And he's in there because he's just failed his second suicide attempt.
Wow.
She said, in my conversations with him, he said, I don't know, even though my dad is in the home, I don't really know him, and I want to know him. And so she's like, please, Darren, please. And so we kind of had to, you know, make a few changes and make a few phone calls for our outfitters, our guides and outfitters, to make some changes as well. And we ended up bringing him in, and to see Dad get a clue about how he might have added to that, and for him to take responsibility in and around that and cast a different vision for the future, for the son to know that he is loved and adored and to be upskilled. You know, a lot of what we do is providing skills, you know, for this young man. You know, he was struggling in school, he was struggling with life, but to actually give him some very clear direction. You know, one of the things we do in one of our rite of passage son and father adventures is we talk about the four marks of a real man, and it's like a compass that we have that they leave with to help give them direction when they don't know where to go or what to do. And so just seeing him sort of strengthened in that was just, yeah. But you know, there is countless stories, again, from one end of the spectrum to the other. But wherever we see it, we see transformation. And that's the purpose of a rite of passage, is for transformation to come, for us to leave someplace different, someplace better.
Wow. So what sort of things do you take the kids through in terms of their fathers? What sort of things do you teach them?
Yeah, so the fathers and sons are learning these things. Like, this is for our rite of passage son and father adventure. For the younger age group, our mission are the dads, and the kids are having a lot of fun whilst I'm upskilling the dads. Yeah. And because it's the whole catch a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, teach a man a fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. So I'm relatively confident that he's going to do much better after focusing on him. But with that older age group, the sons and the daughters, for that matter too, are now ready to learn more. And these are things that dads can't necessarily put their finger on. You know, they've kind of stumbled through life themselves. Yeah. That was me. And so to actually, give them ways to be able to relate to one another. I mean, for the sons and for the daughters, so there's only one moment where we actually separate on the rite of passage adventures, where we separate the sons and the daughters from their dads. And during that time with the sons, I will speak to the sons from a son's perspective. I'll openly say, I'm taking off my founder of Fathering Adventures cap. I'm taking off my dad cap. I'm taking off the teacher cap. I'm now coming as a son, and I share my story of my relationship with my dad and how I had judged him as being an alcoholic and a workaholic, but I never knew his story. And so it's all about having to gain an understanding of what made my dad the way that he is, because our past has affected us and continues to affect us. And so what we plant the seed pretty early on in the process is we plant the seed to say, hey, I want you to be, there's going to come a time toward the end of our time together where we're going to hike, do a hike. And before we reach the high point of that hike, the lookout or the summit, we're going to branch out, and you're going to have a lunch with your dad. And during that time, you're going to ask him a question that you've always wanted to know about him. Wow. That's ultimately going to be able to help better understand his story, which helps you to better understand your story. And so, yeah, look, there's some beautiful conversations that are had on the side of a hill or a mountain in and around that. Just dad's getting real. And again, and that's why the fun part actually of our experiences is so essential, because we all want to have the really big conversations with our kids. You can't go there until you've had fun with them and built rapport with them and all of that. Yeah. So yeah, there's some that's really, we really set the kids up to be able to ask a question, which of course dads of teenagers, they just love, really. It's like getting, you know, it ask questions and you get a single syllable response or at worst a grunt. And then all of a sudden now they're actually articulating a question that they would like answered. And so they enter into a conversation, and nearly always we see that the conversation actually continues down the mountain.
Wow.
It's like priming the pump. And so all of a sudden, you know, the question might be hard for the child to ask. And then it might be hard initially for the dad to respond. But when they begin to do that, it just starts to flow, and it's so beautiful to behold.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's great. That's really cool. We're going to go to a short break. One thing that you've mentioned there, Darren, is just equipping men and helping men, you know. And I want to come back on the other side of the break and explore that a little bit and look at some of the main struggles that you think men have and how you speak into that. And I suppose the role that we have as a father in our kids' lives, what are some of the things that we should be speaking into our kids' lives, sons and daughters? In the meantime, as we go to a break, encourage you to check out fatheringadventures.com.au, fatheringadventures.com.au, and have a look at some of what Dan's just been exploring. Maybe that's relevant for you for a trip up and coming or next year. But fatheringadventures.com.au will give you some more details. And we'll come back with Darren Lewis from Fathering Adventures on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
This is Momentum, a show that helps men succeed in life. Find out more at MomentumAustralia.org.
Alrighty, well, welcome back. It is part two of this week's show. Once again, our special guest is Darren Lewis from Fathering Adventures. The website is fatheringadventures.com.au. We'd love you to check it out. And we've just been talking about some of the experiences that these guys offer. And man, if you can, encourage you to investigate that as a father. You know, we talked a bit in the first show, some of the quotes that they've got on the website. And we're going to start this part of the show with a quote that says, "A father's relationship health suffers from constant daily distractions." And Darren, I don't know about you and Des, but when I hear that, I feel a little convicted by that. Certainly to go.
Not a little in my case, a lot.
Was I a distracted dad? Am I a distracted dad? And the truth is probably a lot of us are more than we would like to admit. I mean, has that been, would you say, Darren, one of your experiences that you say with the guys, they get that revelation, the light globe goes on, and they go, man, I see I've just been so distracted and absent in my kids' lives.
Yeah, yeah. They may not use those words, but yes, the idea of attempting to find undivided, you know, attentive time with each of their kids one-on-one is a real struggle. And the reality is we live in a world today, our lives are so ridiculously busy. And so it's full of distractions, and those things get in the way. You know, when our focus, when our gaze, when our attention is drawn to something else, as dads, our kids suffer, and there's a division that can form between us and them. And so, it's really about being intentional. It's that word intentionality is so essential to grasp, to grab a hold of, and again to apply in your life. Be intentional about being present, being involved, and being engaged as a dad. If a dad can do those things, it helps to build relationship, and relationship is the foundation for everything else.
Yes, it's so true. I mean, I had a very loving dad. My dad had an issue with my father. I loved him to bits, but the one thing he didn't give me was his time.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he loved me. I knew he cared for me. He knew he supplied everything I needed.
Yeah.
But I didn't get his time. And actually, Tim and I on a previous show talked about that, and the fact that, you know, that does leave a scar. You know, left a scar in my life. And, you know, I'm approaching 100, I was told. But it does. It really does leave that scar.
Yeah. Yeah, let's bounce off the back of that. Thanks, Des. And Darren, you know, we talked about the father wound in last week's show, but when a child sees dad choosing something else over spending time with them, right? Even if they, you know, the traditional one, dad, will you come and kick a ball with me? Dad, will you play cricket with me? Whatever. And a dad says no, what effect does that actually have on our kids? To put that in perspective.
It's devastating. That's the reality of it is, right. is you know, they know that they're being chosen, something else is being chosen over them. And they, you know, for a young child, they need to know that they are their dad's beloved son or beloved daughter. The thing with a wound is it always sends a message. And so the message, it's the message that they take away from that, that moment, that choice. And so the message is you're not important. He doesn't really love you. He loves you. He loves work or whatever that other distraction may be more than he loves you. And then we start to believe that. And so we begin to settle into that new identity, because the thing is the awesome power of a father, we're meant to bestow identity upon our children. If we're not doing that intentionally, it's going to happen by default. And so the default, in essence, in a situation like that is I'm unlovable, or I'm not really wanted, or I'm not important. And that can set the trajectory for the rest of their lives until truth enters in and they come to an understanding and also be able to forgive their dads. And because their dads are just, they're human. We're human. We make mistakes, and we just need to know what to do when we make mistakes and be able to help to turn that around. And turning it around is absolutely entirely possible, no matter. I always say it's never too late, never too late.
Yeah. I mean, that 85% that we talked about right at the very beginning of last week's show, you know, that single parent families are fatherless families, you know, that statistic flows generationally, right? So if, like, my father's father wasn't a real dad, he was, you know, caught up in the war and he became an alcoholic. And so my dad didn't have any role model.
Exactly.
You know, any messages on how to be a good dad. And so when it came to me, you know, I know my dad loved me, but he wasn't a good dad in that sense, in the quality time sense. And so that flowed on to my kids. So, you know, it's crazy.
Yes. Deficits upon deficits upon deficits. And I love what Richard Rohr says, Father Richard Rohr. He says that if we do not transform our pain, we will most assuredly transmit it. And so as dads, our desire is not to hurt our kids, but that's why one of the first steps for us is to actually get real with ourselves. And it's not about blaming our dads. It's just being about real and going, okay, I missed out. And it's not to stay in that place. It's just an awareness so that I need to be healed in that place for me to actually be the best dad that I can be.
Mm. I have a friend who is a big fan of Richard Rohr. He puts it in this way: what you don't repair, you repeat. What you don't repair, you repeat. So what you don't repair in your life, you will repeat because you've modeled it. So let's speak into that space for the guys listening then. We've talked about the father wound, in the last show. I suppose for guys listening and dads listening, how do they, I suppose, start exploring who they are, their own lack of identity, struggles with identity, the father wound piece, to go, actually, if I don't do some work on me, I am, by default, like you said, going to pass this stuff on to my kids. So I suppose speak into that space for dads listening right now.
I don't know what really to say to that, because it's just a reality. It's just what is. That will happen. I've seen it happen time and time again. And is it any wonder why there is so much mental illness today?
Mm.
You know, anxiety and depression. I don't want to throw dads under the bus. That's not my intent. It's just that our dads, for the lack that they – You said it beautifully, Des, is that, I mean, my dad could not be a great dad because his dad was not, you know, his dad was the town drunk. And so he didn't, you can't give what you didn't receive, you know, you can't give away what you don't have yourself. And so it's really an acknowledgement. It's like, yeah, you know what? I think that this might be true, I'm probably not all I was meant to be. And there's actually a beautiful movie that we play actually with the fathers of young sons. And I just play a clip from it with the dads at first. And it's called The Kid, and it stars Bruce Willis. And really it's about a 40-year-old. So he's just about to turn 40, and just days before he turns 40, his 8-year-old self shows up.
Oh.
And, you know, what's really quite amazing is he didn't even recognize his eight-year-old self. And there was this beautiful scene, very telling scene, where the boy comes running in and says, Chester, Chester, Chester. And the Bruce Willis says, what are you saying? What are you calling out? And he goes, I'm calling out the world's greatest dog, Chester. You know, I'm grown up now. I'm going to have the world's greatest dog, Chester. And he's amazing. And kid, I'm too busy for dog. And then he goes, I'm too busy for dog. Oh, yes, yes, that's right. I'm a pilot. I fly jets for a living. You know, I just getting all excited. Yes, I fly jets. I knew I was going to be a pilot. And he goes, kid, you're not a pilot. You're an image consultant. What's an image consultant do? And he goes, I consult. And then he goes, he looks around and he goes, hey, hang on a minute. There should be a lady in the house, right? Like, where's your wife? And he goes, I'm being too busy for a wife to have relationships. And, you know, I'm a really important person. And he goes, but I thought you said you were 40. And he goes, look, kid, just, you know, keep it quiet. And he goes, he just throws his hand to his head, the eight-year-old boy, and says, I knew it. I grow up to be a loser. Oh, and the 40-year-old self didn't see that in himself. It took, so, you know, a great question, great place to start would be, what would your eight-year-old self say about you from where you've ended up?
Yeah.
You know, we always kind of say, you know, what's some advice we could give to our eight-year-old self or our 10-year-old self? But what would he say to us about where we've turned up? Maybe all that we are is not all that we were always meant to be. Yeah. And if so, we need to begin to start stripping back the layers and do some heart work. Mm. And the beautiful thing is, again, is that this, the heart of God is that I will remove your heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh. You know, he gives us a new heart and everything can change. And from it, of course, is the wellspring of life. All of life flows out of your heart. So.
Darren, you said that one of the key things that we impart into our kids as dads is identity. So let's speak into that space. Because obviously boys need things that and girls need things individually as well, right? So as much as we're calling forth their identity, it's going to look a little different depending on whether we have a son or a daughter. So let's speak into the sons' lives particularly for the moment. So dads of sons, how do they call forth that identity? And I suppose what other key things do sons need to hear or have imparted into them from their dads?
Yeah. So first of all, you know the scripture, right? Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he grows old, he shall not depart from it. The training up of the child in the way he should go is according to their bent. So yes, there's male and female, but then outside of that, there's also the uniqueness of each child. Mm. And again, for us to really know that and discover that and be able to speak it out, we need to spend time with them and learn. I always say, dads, stop trying to be the teacher. There's a time where that comes. Absolutely. Again, the scriptures urge us to, you know, to train up our children, you know, to bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord type thing. So, and if we don't do that, then the resultant is anger. They get angry, right? Do not provoke your children to anger, Paul says. So when we look at gender, like when we look at male and female, when we look at their sons and daughters, one of the big things for boys is they need to know that they're good at something. So we tell the dads three things that every child needs to hear, every son needs to hear, or every daughter needs to hear. The first two, as you correctly pointed out, were interchangeable. Firstly, there is, I love you. But again, tell them what you love about them. What makes them uniquely them that you love about them? Secondly, that you're proud of them. And again, what makes you so proud of them? You know, what is it about him or her that makes you proud? But the third thing that every child, every son or daughter needs to hear does differ. For sons, it's they want to know that they're good at something. A man's greatest fear is failure, right? So they want to know, and they do. Men struggle with inadequacy. We don't believe that we're strong enough to come through in a situation. And so from a father to a son to tell him that he is strong, that he has that he's good at something or good at a series of things is really important. It just speaks deeply to who he is as a boy. And as they get older, it changes a little, but actually telling him that he has what it takes to come through in this moment, or to finish school strong, or to start marriage well, or whatever it might be. You know, just dad's reassurance that you have what it takes. Because every once that teenage kind of boy comes into play, it's like the question is do I have what it takes? So it's dad proactively answering that you absolutely have what it takes. You have what it takes to be a better man, better husband, better father than I am. I see that in you, you know? And so, which taps into the daughter thing, and that is, I see you. I see you. If I had a dollar, whilst I was counseling, and we still do counseling from time to time, but if I had a dollar for every time that I had a woman in her 30s, 40s, 50s look at me and say, Darren, for the last 20 years or for the last 10 years or however long it was, I have felt invisible, that word invisible. Oh. And so one of the things that we bring into that is actually dad's kind of intercepting that, again, preventing wounding, is I see you and here's what I see. And we had a beautiful moment. We did two back-to-back weekends in Sydney recently and started with a father and girls weekend, and the dad's got to do that. Now, there was a daughter that when the first dad, so dad was, you know, somewhere in the middle, and the first dad started speaking, she was sobbing, and it went right the way around and to listening to every dad, and she was sobbing the whole time. I actually approached her afterwards and I just said, sweetheart, do you mind if I ask? Like, I noticed a lot of emotion coming out there. Like, what was it that caused that? Because that's, to be honest with you, in 15 years, it's the first time I've seen such distraught coming out. And she said, I've been wanting my whole life to hear my dad say those words that he sees me. And I was like, wow, I am so pleased that we put that in there as one of those three things that every daughter needs to hear from their dad. And I shared that feedback with her dad, which was really cool.
Yeah. Again, there's so much more we could talk about. We've run out of time. But Darren, just quickly, in a couple of minutes, if you can, some resources for dads. Obviously, fatheringadventures.com.au is your website. We'll point men there as much as we can, fatheringadventures.com.au. But in your own life and from your own experience, a couple of resources that you can recommend to guys, whether it's books, websites, people to follow, think about on Instagram, etc. You know, are there places you can send dads in the next couple of minutes as we wrap up the show, just to help them get some, or maybe start this journey or help them on their journey?
The reality is like a lot of men typically don't like to read. And so you want to keep it simple and keep it small wherever possible. And so there's a brilliant little book called You Have What It Takes, What Every Father Needs to Know. And it's written by John Eldridge. It's just a little, it's like $5 and it's like 50 pages long. It's really tiny and really thin and bold print and big gaps on pages. Every man can read that book, and it's really helpful for a man who is a dad to either a son or a daughter. So I highly recommend that resource. If you like love John Eldridge's writing style as I do, go on and read Wild at Heart, The Way of the Wild Heart, which I think has been repackaged as Fathered by God. He's got a bunch of other books. Robert Lewis, my mentor, he wrote a book called Raising a Modern Day Knight, and it's a little subtitle of the book is A Father's Role in Guiding His Sons into Authentic Manhood. That's a great resource. There's other books like Gordon Dolby, Christian counselor and author, wrote a book called Healing the Masculine Soul. And another great one is Sons of the Father that he wrote. I mean, those three are probably the giants in this space, and following all three and being connected with all three and just being a sponge and learning from all three is really, is what you see in front of you today. Like, yeah. I've just tried to learn as much as I can from those guys. And so my encouragement would be to try and find those guys, to read some of those resources, and to get connected with other men, you know. Yeah. The greatest resource is the men around us. So what is it that you would like to change about your life, and who do you know in your life that has kind of surpassed that stage, or, you know, overcome or whatever, and go and ask him. Be courageous, be strong and courageous, and actually ask, if he might mentor you in, even if it's just that one space that you want to grow in. Mm. And that would be, you know, incredibly worthwhile. Yeah.
That's such good advice. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Great advice. Well, our special guest for the last few weeks has been Darren Lewis from Fathering Adventures. Fatheringadventures.com.au, again, is their website. I encourage you to check that out. And we'll put this on our website. Check out last week's show too at MomentumAustralia.org. And if you'd like to get in touch with us about something, feel free to do that on the website and support this ministry as well. We'd love to have your support. Darren, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, mate. There's been so much we've tapped into over the last couple of weeks. I'm going to go back and have a listen for myself. And encourage the guys to do that as well. But all the best, man, in Fathering Adventures. We love what you're doing, and it's been a pleasure having you on Momentum. Thank you.
Thank you, Des and Tim, and I love what you guys are doing with Momentum as well, and reaching as many men as possible for them to just know the truth, and for the truth that they know, set them free to be all who God created them to be. So well done to both of you for carrying the football forward and living well and modeling that and bringing up the hard topics, bringing up the tough topics, and that we're, and the reminder that none of us are alone. We have one another.
You've been listening to Momentum, a show that helps men succeed in life. For more information or to hear this week's show again, go to MomentumAustralia.org. You can also access a whole range of resources to help you on your journey and to get in touch with the team at MomentumAustralia.org. Until next time, keep moving forward with Momentum.